just review what we have until now and move on to the next step. So he pointed out that our hands are betam mayim. If you use a revius of water, according to most Rishonim, the water does not become tameh. There's an opinion which we'll talk about, not like that, we'll get to that. According to most Rishonim, if you use a revius, the water does not become tameh. However, if you use less than a revius, you have to have a revius in the keli to start with. But if you pour less than a revius on your hand, on any one of the two hands, that water which goes onto your hand becomes tameh. So how do we solve the problem? You have tummy water in your hands. Why doesn't that turn around and affect your hands? The second time you pour on that water becomes tor. So that's why we wash our hands. We wash twice in each hand to matar that water. There's a halakha that which this mayim shniyim, the second pouring of the water, is matar. The mayim rishonim, it's only if it's water on your hands. So if a person would have something on his hand, which is not a chatzitza, and there's water, mayim rishonim, touch the hand and then touch that item. It's sitting on that item now. So some water went onto your hand, mayim rishonim, the water became tameh. Now that water moved onto the bandage. That water is tameh. Even if you pour mayim shtim on that water will remain tameh. It does not become tor. So that this halacha, that the water becomes tor by pouring a second time, is only when it's on your hand, not when it's on something else. So even in a situation where it's not considered a chatzitza, we have a second problem. The second problem is that the water, which became tameh, is going to remain tameh. Eventually that water moves itself back onto your hand becomes tameh, and it is as if you did not wash your hand. So we're back to square one. So there's an issue of, even if I tell you that a bandage is not considered a chatzitza, and we'll discuss when it is and when it is not, we have the second problem of that the water is going to on the bandage will become tameh and not become tor, and then it's going to negatively affect your hands. So the solution for this is to make sure that you wash with a revius on each hand. Since according to most Rishonim, when you use a revius of water, the water does not become tameh, this problem is totally taken care of. Now, there is an opinion that even by case of revius, the water becomes tameh, and you have to wash twice. And that's why normally we're machmir to do twice, even when we use revius of water in each hand. But in this situation, when we don't have that option, we can't solve it any other way, so we rely on the opinion that if you use a revius, then the water does not become tameh. So anytime we're going to be washing in a situation where there is some type of potential on your hand, even if it's not a chatzitza, which would negatively affect the washing, you have to make sure that you use a revius. So that means, for example, even if you have something which water can get underneath it, but you shouldn't have any dirt on your hands, even if it's loose dirt, even if it's a person has something in the water, there's some little splinters. You're washing, you're out in the woods, you're a Boy Scout, and you're using water from the river, and you pick it up, and you're using that, and there's some little things in the water. Those little things in the water can become problems while they're on your hands, because when they sit on your hands, now that water, the first water is tameh, the second time it will not become tor, and then it'll go back on your hand and make it tameh. So you want to make sure that you're using clear water and nothing on your hands. So Bezim, tomorrow, moving on, we'll try to put everything together and understand what to do practically when you have a bandage. Have a good morning.